It's time for the second funniest podcast with your hosts, the Kevin Miller and Justin Worsham. Have fun, guys.
Well, thank you, Sam. Hello, and welcome to the Second Funniest Podcast. I am your host, Justin Worsham. This is episode 434.
Which is the same backwards and forwards.
Yes.
The episode and the number.
Right.
So if you were to stop now and listen backwards, it'll be the same as the end of the episode.
After Sam says, have fun, guys, if you were to sync this with the Wizard of Oz, it would mean absolutely nothing.
Nothing
at all. Other than probably make the movie 10,000 times better.
Well, that and you're high when you do it.
Right?
Yeah.
And by high, I mean high on marshmallows.
Is it true that they released a DVD of, with that as a sound? As a track?
I want to say it was a Blu-ray, but I could be wrong. But I do believe
that was
an option.
Did you go to those parties where people did that?
I saw it happen once, but I was not high. I was not into the drugs. I didn't do that a lot.
I wasn't either, but all my friends, and I'm not kidding, and why should I?
We're your role models.
Yeah. They would all go out in the backyards or whatever, smoke whatever, and come in and watch us, and I would be literally the one sober kid at these parties.
Is it inappropriate for me to tell the bachelor story? The bachelor party story for Jack Rita?
Oh, gosh. Sure.
I don't know. I don't think you care. I'm wondering. I don't want to cross a line for our younger listeners.
Well, just keep it ungraphic.
Yeah.
How about that?
So they had, I'm not going to tell the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like they had a lady come in, you know, anybody who's familiar with a bachelor party setup.
Mm.
We had what I think the listeners of this podcast would enjoy far more. Than
my bachelor party.
Yeah, Kevin's bachelor party, we did a LAN party in my house and had 5 42-inch high-definition plasmas and 5 PlayStations and 5 Xboxes with 5 different copies of Gears of War, Midnight Club,
Halo,
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
And we played some Halo. We only had Halo for, I think, a couple. No, I did. I bought Halo for all of them.
And then
we had tacos.
And then we had laptops going at the same time.
There was another side party of
we were playing StarCraft. There was a moment where there were... Everybody in the room was playing.
And there was like
game.
8 or 9 people.
And then for a while it broke out into like an arcade where some people were playing Red Dead and other people were playing. What was Mick playing for a long time? Was he playing Infamous by himself? He was.
Yes.
He played Infamous by himself for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And Jake played Red Dead. And then we all finally got back together and we were playing
Red
Gears
Dead,
Roar,
I think, too.
And
it was a lot of fun. I was probably one of the most fun I've had at a party.
That was 12 hours. I have video of that. I should post those online.
Yeah, we started at 2 in the afternoon, didn't finish it till 2 a.m. And I honestly thought everybody was going to crash in my house and we were going
to
wake up the next morning and start again. Like, I was prepared
for that. I apologize
for
leaving.
No, you didn't have to.
I should have gotten drunker.
That was the other part. That we had. You had a fancy beer that you wanted, and we had that, but nobody even got hammered on that.
Nope.
It was literally like
we
a bunch of dudes in their 30s and 40s hanging out at a 12-year-old party.
And it was like married guys. Like, something like Jake came because he's like, oh, is this just a party of playing video games? Yeah, I'm coming to that. It wasn't even like...
Because it's a hard sell for a wife where it's like, we're going to have ladies of the night come by.
Yeah, that wasn't going to
happen. And they're going to be naked.
Or even like... Or for him, of like, oh, we're going to go... What are some of the things bachelors do for their bachelor party? Like, go get shaves and shoot guns and that kind of stuff. It was like, no, we were literally going to...
We shot a lot of
guns. We did.
Yeah.
Not digital.
Nobody got hurt. Awesome. Except for the horde.
So that was my bachelor party. What did we do for your bachelor party?
Nothing.
Dude, I owe you big time. What do you want?
You know what's funny is there was a time where I was like, I asked Natalie, I go, I wonder if I should get a stripper for Kevin. Like, I know that a lot of his friends from church are going to be there, but I don't think he would want one, but I don't want to make the mistake. Like,
you get
a one-time shot, and then she's like, well, why don't you just ask him? And I go, well, what if I ask him, and he doesn't feel completely comfortable enough to me to say, yeah, I kind of want one. Yeah. What I was thinking is that, because I had part of my plan was that I was going to say everybody had to leave at 10 o'clock, and then she would show up at 10:30, and creepily, it would just be you and I. That was also part of my plan, and that then I could just step outside, and you could have a good time.
Wow.
Obviously, not like, you know, not hit a home run with the chick.
Yeah, yeah, I
you're not going to play a guitar for her. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
That's a reference to Christian basses. But anyway, creepy while I'm sitting there watching you get a lap
It's good
dance.
To know that after all these years we've known each other, we don't fully know each other.
No, we don't fully.
Because there's no way.
Yeah.
There's no way I would ever
well,
want
then
that.
I was
Do
like,
you know what Kat does? Before, when we first started dating, she was a part of a ministry.
Yes.
That drove around to strip clubs and let the girls know that they could have a better life. If I invited a stripper to my, do you think there would have been a wedding? Probably not.
But see, that
I'm
was
not
my
exaggerating.
Point. You would not have invited.
Yeah.
It would have all been on me. Your one heathen friend.
Do you think we'd still be doing the show?
Yes.
I don't know.
It would have a different message. We would have to do a public service announcement at the end of every episode.
And she'd be sitting right here. Like, my wife's not a controlling wife.
But it would somebody who does the government PSAs.
That would have taken a lot of reprimand.
It's going to bother me, that reference now. Who does the government-funded PSAs? They always used to say, brought to you by, this message brought to you by the...
James Earl Jones.
I want to say the Fair Trade Association, but
you're
that's
talking
not
about
right.
The Latter-day Saints?
No. It was a government thing that they put money into PSA. Oh, everybody's yelling at it. This is what my joke about a podcast that acts like there is no such thing as an internet.
Here comes the internet.
Yep.
Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice.
The ad counts.
Ad counts. I'm sorry that my brain isn't attached, or okay. I wasn't able to interpret what you meant. But
That's all right. Again, totally fine, brother.
That was only 20 minutes.
Totally fine. That's the part that we always forget, that we could have a lot of fun with them not knowing how long actually spent.
That was 6 days ago. So what were we talking about? Oh, you wanted to tell everybody about that bachelor party.
Right. So I can't remember now what got us onto that before that.
But you were going to tell them.
Oh, so here's my other plan is that I was going to say.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, well, how about I'll get a stripper, right? But it'll be for me.
At my bachelor party?
At your bachelor party, because I didn't have a bachelor party.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that was my other lead in that you could, that way you could go to your in-laws.
Because
the reality is, it's really upsetting now, right?
Yeah.
But after the first, you know, 3 months of you being married, nobody's going to care.
Maybe. that's a choose your own adventure path I'd rather not go down. But let's dial it back to the year. Wow. What year did you get married?
2001.
2001. Would you have, had I been on my game and been the responsible adult that I am now, would you have wanted a stripper?
You know, it's funny. I think then, no.
Yeah.
I think now, maybe.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I'm 33. Mm-hmm. I was 21 then. So I would have been like, no. I would have been embarrassed like crazy. Now I've, even though I don't like them, I don't crave them mm-hmm. when I'm on the road or anything like that. Like I'm not interested at all. It's boring as all get out. Like I cannot, for any of our younger listeners, I cannot tell you enough.
The comedians want to drag you.
Yes, they want to go because that's their contact with a female. But here's the difference. I'm like a chick. I want a connection.
Yeah.
I want a real connection. So for me, I just feel like I know the real game that's going on there. And it's like going to Hooters for me.
Yeah.
You're trying to pretend that you're flirting with me, so I'll buy an extra cheese sauce, and you get that
Except
as an add-on.
Cheese sauce isn't cheese sauce.
Right?
It's cheese sauce.
But and so I just don't like that aspect of it. Like, there's nothing appealing about that.
Yeah, because here's the other thing, just to keep in mind, that as a 33-year-old, when you say you'd be into it, when you were 21, the stripper probably would have been about your age, maybe a little bit younger, 20,
which
let's say.
Probably would have meant she would have been hitting on me pretty hardcore.
Yeah. And now that you're 33, she would be 20.
She'd want to marry me.
I just want to throw that out there, that the age of the stripper doesn't change.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've just hit that point in my life now. Maybe this isn't the point of the show, but it's still worth saying because I don't like to be rude on the show. But I've just hit that point in my life where no longer, like, you go through this phase for the younger listeners. You hit your, I'm going to guess your mid-20s, early 20s, somewhere around there, up until maybe starting into your late 20s, where you mistakenly your eye will wander at a chick that you're like, ooh, I think she was 16. That might have been inappropriate. Your monkey brain will trip on it, you know? And now I'm at that point where no longer. no longer do I. Now my eye is like, and I don't even think it has to do with the fact that I have kids because I have boys.
Yeah.
I look at it and go, oh, that little lady, you should not be wearing that. You know, like I'm now all of a sudden I'm the church lady from Saturday Night Live.
So you wanted to tell about the stripper party that.
Oh, that's right. Thank you.
We'll move away from this.
Yeah, somehow we were talking about
explicit
your
topic.
Opinions of this stuff. Yeah, I can't remember. But anyway, so Kevin was a guest before. I mean, he and I were friends, but I think we just started hanging out.
Were you there? Did
no.
you? Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I think you and I knew each other at the time.
I think you. It was Comedy Sports, and you weren't a player at
no,
the time.
No, not at the time. I didn't start playing Comedy Sports until 99.
Yeah.
And I want to say this had to be the year before or even 2 years before when you and I first met.
And I had I wore the identity of being the little Christian boy.
Yes.
But this was my social world. Like,
yes.
These guys were my everything. So where they went, I went.
And so
they went.
They had this party where they had these ladies over, or a lady over.
It was
for
two.
A bachelor party. Oh, there was two.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. And so anyway, Kevin, being respectful and the gentleman that he is, he goes into another room to finish his math homework. To which all of the guys, being the guys that they are, and the a-holes. We're like, come in here. And so there's this great picture of a lady exposing her bosom, if you would, while Kevin intently focuses on his math homework. So
man.
I firmly believe, and maybe it's even for the story, you could choose to, you know, confirm or not confirm this, but I believe that you never saw this woman's bare bosom. You were mostly intent on solving functions and algorithms and tangents.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. The thing, and what I regret looking back, was that it was stupid of me to be there. Like, because I wanted to be there for the
camaraderie.
Community, right. The aspect of being these are my dudes. They invited me.
Yeah.
They wanted me. That meant the world to me. But I wasn't adult enough. I didn't have the proper male role model to say, they're not going to stop being your friends just because
you don't
walk into
go.
The...
Yeah.
Like, I could have hung back.
Yeah, but you were fine. They didn't... You gave them a great story.
Yeah, it's true.
This
but what I'm saying is
more than 15 years ago, and we're still telling this story.
It compromises my morals.
Really?
Be like, yeah, because it was like, I was there, but I wasn't there.
No, that's unfair to you. You didn't contribute at all.
I don't know.
If anything, you were the Martin Luther King at that party.
But I could have... It would...
That's what you were.
I could have just...
You did a sit-in to protest bare breasts.
I could have just not come. I could have just come like 2 hours later.
Please start saying the word arrive.
I could have just done my math homework alone in the car.
No, because then... No, I disagree. I think what you did is the right thing.
Well, 408-228-4911.
Call us in. We're going to be here for the next 20 minutes.
These are the secrets to dealing with strippers.
That's an Easter egg that no one will find. But yeah, I think you did the right thing. I think you went in there thinking, oh, because you were there, you were friendly. That wasn't the entire party.
It certainly was memorable. And now that we've discussed this, I have to go tell the story to my wife.
Really?
Because if she finds out through listening to the show, it won't be good.
You don't think she puts a cup to the door right now?
I don't. Nope.
No. Because at the very least, we'd hear, hee hee.
So today, right now, we're going to listen to read some emails. I always forget that it's not live anymore.
Yeah.
And but next time, just to tease this now in case we forget later, next time on the Second Funniest Podcast, I will have been to E3. And we're not sure how we're going to break it down, but we want to give you the insider scoop to E3. I'm going to walk the floor, meet some people, see some games. So if there's something you're interested in, shoot us an email, post it on Facebook. I'll try to hunt it down while I'm there and see if we can find out some information about it.
Yeah.
Maybe even interview some people. We'll see what's going on. It's going to get jazzy, E3.
Yeah.
Are you going?
No.
No. That's awkward. That's awkward. Would you want to go?
Were they strippers?
Yes, they're called booth babes.
Yeah.
They wear like, it's ridiculous. They wear like little tiny military, some of them, military bikinis and stuff. And
if I was there, because you're going to have the recorder, all right? If I was there, all I'd want to do, and I know I'm not the first person to think of this, but all I'd want to do is I just want to go up there and go, seriously, how bad do you not want to be here right now? These chicks go, no, I'm having a good time. We're here. We're talking about Midnight Club 7, and it's going to be awesome because you get to drive through the streets of Seattle, and that's what it's all about. No, no, seriously, honestly. If there wasn't a paycheck, would you really be here right now? Yes, I would, because I want to talk about Midnight Club 7. It's got multiplayer ability.
You've given them too much credit, because I've watched those girls. Like, they stand up, especially the ones that get stuck with the booths that are outside of E3. Mm-hmm. So not even the ones that are inside where it's air-conditioned, but these are the girls that aren't even really a part of E3.
Yeah.
They're out there, and you can just see it on their face. It's warm.
Yeah.
It's Los Angeles in June, and they're like, mm-mm-mm. They look at you, and if you don't walk right up to their booth, they're just like,
That's what I don't understand.
Yes, you can see my abs. Wouldn't go you, away.
Right. Because here's the thing. I would honestly, I think, hold on, I'm gonna mull this. Nope, I'm going to talk it through.
Okay, here it comes.
Wouldn't you honestly?
Meanwhile, in the halls of justice.
I looked it up on the internet. I was wrong. I honestly think that the guys there, and we had to have talked about this when I was at Comic-Con last year or year before, whatever.
Yeah, you sure did.
I think the guys really want to see a nerdy chick, and it doesn't necessarily matter if Cosmopolitan magazine thinks that she's easy on the eyes. I think that there's something hot about a nerdy chick who's like, yeah, I got a midriff on. And yeah, maybe I got a little muffin top, but mama's bringing it. You want to see it? Because I guess what?
Because I got my Klingon war forehead on.
I know the difference between a Kardashian and a Cardassian. You know
maybe.
What I'm saying? That I think that would get, you know, a
you
little
can
more.
Chime in, 408-228-4911.
We're going to be picking up the phone calls. We get these phone boards just to light up.
That's just the peak meter.
Oh, whoops. We are not getting any phone calls.
No phone calls.
I'm just saying, I think that would put a little more lead in a nerd's pencil.
Nicely said. I think that they're, just by the math alone, booth babes, the number of booth babes at these events, or E3 or Comic-Con, there's got to be a percentage of them that are actually into the things that they're into. They got boyfriends that do it, or they just like it. You know,
but it's
a
very small number. Because here's why. There's a lot of. I think there's a reason why Adrian Curry is so popular amongst the nerd culture, and I think it's because she's a model chick who is a little, you know, filthy mouth and talking about sexy sex a lot. And she's also into World of Warcraft and all things nerdy and Game of Thrones and all those things.
That's
like, oh my God, I love you. But I honestly don't think that it's the fact that
leader.
She's the winner. Yeah.
Queen Bee.
I honestly, I'm trying to think of a good example of a popular chick who's hot, but not like, you're, I think the chick from Community who plays, what's her name? Brunette. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
Right? But if you, like, here's the thing. When she goes into, like, if she does, like, a Maxim-type photo shoot, I'm sure she's gorgeous, you know? But she doesn't wear outfits. You know, like, you could tell that they try to push Britta as the quote-unquote sexy one.
Even though
I would venture a guess that, like, this is my point, that 99% of the men or boys, whatever you want to call yourselves, I think you're men, that listen to this show would prefer Anne...
And
to Britta.
Well,
is my point.
Most of our men on our show, as would most of America, because if you watch the earlier, they talk about this in the magazine. If you talk about it, you watch the early episodes, the money, the relationship, the like Sam and Diane, Ross, Rachel relationship is between Jeff, what is his real name? Joel McHale.
Yeah.
And the woman who plays Britta. And then you see that that Anne's character tests much higher. That's why by the end of the second season,
she became another love interest.
They started doing that love triangle thing and dropping Britta and bringing up Anne.
See, that's my point about booth babes. I think that you need a chick. Doesn't have to be a blonde. Doesn't have to be six pack abs. I think that I think there's an animal part of our brain that wants a lady that's got some curves. They want a little cushion. That's what boys want. Yes.
Mm.
I think so. I firmly believe so. I think that it's the chicks that think that that's what guys want. That in actuality, we want long hair. Everybody has their own taste. I'm saying predominantly.
Yeah.
Most of us want
Korean girls that are, you know, rail thin.
Yes.
And
tattooed up. Yep. Piercings galore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bleached anus.
Too far? Maybe it's the second beer in me, but man, you were like three steps ahead of me. I'm like, the best I had was like they bleached a noose.
Well, I don't have spyware on my computer, so the world is open to death.
Do we have any emails?
Yes, I apologize.
Let's get some emails.
Now, these are some of the hottest emails that you guys are constantly sending them in. So I just did a quick comb through, found the most recent. All right. Happy holidays, Kevin and Justin. Oh, I'm so happy when I saw that. I was so excited to set that up. I hope I haven't already read this one because it has a reply on it. Anyway, It's been an awesome month for me because I finished Uncharted 3 and I finally got my PS3. And I
Pac-Man's on the way, and I'm really looking forward to that new Q-Bird. Can you believe it? Up and down?
And I celebrated that moment by hearing an SFP episode, but the only thing that ruined that glorious moment was the sign-in for PS Network. Every time I try to sign into the network, it's so frustrating. The sign-in ID is always incorrect. So I hope that you could help me a little. And I'm so excited because Sly Cooper Thieves in Time is coming this 2012. But I still think that the new Sly look face is kind of different and weird, like the old Sly better. Oh, liked the old Sly better. And I'm still hoping that Mrs. Miller, Kat, could be the voice of new Carmelita. It would be really awesome that the voice of Sly and Carmelita in reality are married.
Wow. All right, I do have a secret that I can reveal from
and
Sly. Oh, dear.
They're making some little puppies, if you're picking up what I'm putting down.
Raccoon foxes?
That's right. You can name your puppy. If you can name one of Sly's puppies, you're going to get an Xbox 360.
Wait, Carmelita and Sly.
From the Barney
puppies?
Rubble on the show.
No, here's a Sly Cooper secret that I haven't been able to give out, but I will because I'm sick of this question.
Oh.
People bring it up all the time, and somebody on the SF People wall was extremely adamant that I needed to write Sanzura and tell them to fix it, make it better. There's still time and all this stuff. I have one word. I'm going to put it in two words for you. Here it comes. In development. The game is in development. What you're seeing is not necessarily the finished product. And here's the deal. I've seen some of the final cuts of some of this stuff, and you're going to see it at E3 next week. It's mind-blowingly amazing. So back off.
Yeah.
It's in development.
Shut your face holes, y'all.
But I agree, Kat should have auditioned
right?
for Carmelita. I'll tell you this, though.
Or been cast.
The Carmelita is my favorite Carmelita of all of them.
Daddy's got favorites.
We had a session earlier, and I was like, that is the best Carmelita of all the Carmelitas.
Now, all the other three Carmelitas that are listening right now just
four,
wept.
Five? This is like the sixth woman to play Carmelita.
Really?
Yeah.
In three games?
That's
awkward.
I think it's Jennifer Anderson.
I really like this. I saw it on... here it is. And lastly, my random question. Have you seen the World of Warcraft commercial? I saw it on MTV, and it was very funny. If you want to see it, I have a link here for you guys. I don't know which one this was. Aubrey Plaza? Birthday gift, it says? Hey, she was on a TV show.
So my boyfriend gives me World of Warcraft for my birthday, and I'm like, I said diamonds. Then he starts telling me I can mine diamonds in the game. Whatever. I tried it anyway. One day he comes in and says, I think you like that game more than you like me. And I realized he was right. So I dumped him.
World of Warcraft. Try it for free at warcraft.com.
What's your game?
So Monica says, I really like this commercial because it reminded me of my boyfriend, but the game was actually Infamous 2. So there you go. I'm sorry if I wrote too much, and could you please possibly read it on your next podcast? Done.
Done. Next.
Thanks, Sophie.
I love the beginning of that commercial because it starts out like an anti-commercial where she says, my boyfriend got me World of Warcraft. And you could, her eyes kind of roll, and they spell out WTF if you look at the way she shakes them. She's a funny woman. Speaking of women on NBC, she's a funny lady.
Yeah, very funny. Yeah. Did you hear about, this is too much for us to segue to when we got emails from 7 months ago, but did you hear about Dan Harmon and Community?
Yes.
I know you had to.
Yeah, of course.
That sucks ass.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. He's the kind of guy, he was, I don't know, whatever, I'll speak out of school. I don't have this confirmed, but I know, he was an old comedy sports guy, left comedy sports with all sorts of drama, started Channel 101 here in LA. That had all sorts of drama. I actually wrote him an email once because I was like, hey, man, this seems like you got a lot of drama going on. I hope everything's okay. So I'm not surprised that he comes in, starts a show, has a pretty decent run of it, and loses his own show because you can see it in the episodes of Community. Every episode is about learning to overcome shame and learning to accept yourself. Like, he's musing on some big, deep issues. And
interesting.
Yeah, I
wasn't
surprised.
All deep on a sitcom. Look at you.
But Dan Harmon gets deep on a sitcom.
I believe it.
It'll be funny to see where if they can find people that can write in the style, because they lost not only him, but the sub two writers. So the head writing staff is gone.
And they replaced him with two head writers from that show. I think it was Happy Endings, am I right? That's an ABC show, if I remember.
Oh, really?
I think so. I could be wrong.
Yeah, they won't be able to match. I mean, this last, they had all three episodes mm-hmm. of one. A video game episode is
awesome.
Like, that is a huge risk that they're taking. Long periods of that episode are just the video game.
There's an interesting book, if this is something that you guys like. I heard an interview about this on Carolla's podcast. The guy who was the head of NBC mm-hmm. during like Seinfeld, Cheers, the Bill Cosby show, he wrote it and he left. And then he's like, he looked back and he's like, wow, I just made them a ton of money.
Yeah.
And then he started to see NBC kind of crumble and fall. So he wrote this book called The End of Must-See TV, I think is what it's called.
That's clever.
And he talked a little bit about the story and he talked about that very thing. He said that Seinfeld, when they came to it, he goes, what's hard is that they're focusing too much on how things test instead of what they think.
Yeah.
He goes, you have to get somebody in there that's like has a
vision.
Thing. They have a vision for the network to create a brand or a tone for it, and then they follow that vision at the risk of their job.
Yeah.
And he said, like, so he talks about how
that's
Seinfeld,
Tina Fey.
Yeah.
At this point,
who's gone?
Yeah. Oh, did she leave?
This is their last season.
Oh yeah. As Parks and Rec. Yeah. That's the thing that'll be interesting. Come summer or come spring.
What do you mean as Parks and Rec? You mean 30 Rock?
30 Rock and Parks and Rec have 13 episodes, as does Community. All those shows have been reordered.
And this is their final season.
Have been reordered.
Because they said that 30 Rock is done.
That all of them have been reordered for 13 episodes.
And then they're done.
And they'll be out. So all three of those shows. So The Office is the only one that will probably be picked up for a full season. And that's it. So maybe Whitney will move back over there or Up All Night.
That is horrible.
Well, it must mean that they've got other things in the pipeline that they're hoping on.
No.
Maybe Scrubs.
No.
Bring Scrubs back.
a remake of Scrubs.
Maybe Arrested Development.
That'd be hilarious.
People like that show.
So he said that he goes, when they came to Seinfeld, he goes, we actually had canceled a Bob Newhart special. So he said, I found money. I called Jerry. I said, I have you four episodes. That's what I can afford to give you. And he goes, has anybody ever launched a show with four episodes?
Mm.
And he said, no. So Jerry Seinfeld said, okay, we'll do it. And he goes, and then he said that episode where they were lost in the parking structure.
Is that one of the early ones?
Yeah. I don't know Seinfeld that well.
I just know that one.
But he said that episode where they were lost in the parking structure, he goes, had me petrified. He goes, but I had to sit there. He goes, you have to be smart enough to get out of their way and trust that you saw something in it to begin with.
Wow.
And he said, and then, you know,
no
things worked out. He goes, Cheers.
No one's doing that now.
Cheers. He goes, this is different. He goes, now, he said, you know, he goes, it's so hard to get a show to keep going. He goes, nobody has any faith in anything. Like, if it's not going, you're gone.
Yeah.
He said, but then he goes, you could get away. Like, he goes, Cheers. We picked it up for a second season when it had the worst performance of any show that we had on network. But I thought there was something in there.
75th in the ratings.
And I went to somebody else to talk about it, and he goes, well, what else do you have? And he's like, nothing. He goes, well, there's your answer. I guess you're going to pick them up again.
Wow.
So that's how Cheers got picked up for a second season. He goes, and then out of nowhere comes this guy, Bill Cosby, who's going to do a show for us. And so we put him on Thursdays right before Cheers, and he had a huge buzz about his show, and it was a big deal because he was a well-known family comic, going to be doing a traditional family sitcom. So we got to advertise saying, hey, we also have this really good show called Cheers coming on. And he said, and within months, it was tent-poling on its night. And he goes, and that's how it went on to be this huge success.
The Simpsons came in and stole Cosby's audience and canceled the show.
Yeah.
And then went back to Sunday nights.
This is all good stuff. I'm sorry.
That's the history of television.
Hi, Justin and Kevin. I have some fantasy. Not that type of fantasy, Justin. Oh, thank you. That was good. Well played, Peter. Regular questions that I would like to ask you. Number one, if you could have any fantasy job, what would it be? I would be a nurse.
What?
I think... An anesthesiologist. It says anthesist, anthetist,
anesthesiologist.
I think that's what they mean, but it says nurse anthetist.
Why would you choose that?
Famous rapper or a worker at Sanzuru. That's what Peter would be. Why would you be a nurse?
Yeah.
Well, a nurse is like the new job that you like. Everybody can make pretty good money because they're in such high demand.
Yeah.
And it's gotten to the point where nursing schools are almost more competitive than law schools because there are more people applying to become nurses.
Oh.
And that and nurses are so sought after that you actually become a traveling nurse, that people, like, you go live for 3 months in a city, like, and then you get flown in from another place to live for
that,
3 months.
That life sounds miserable to me.
I couldn't imagine. All, yeah, because you're doing, you know, 12-hour shifts at a time. And
all I hear in that is weekend warrior.
Yeah.
Like, that life is just so you can make the paycheck, and you have no, like, if you're making a decision to pick a career just based on how big the bottom line is, that's middle America thinking. That's not for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. Good luck. America needs nurses. But I'd rather go see the nurse or the doctor that chose the profession because they like medicine.
Not because they need a paycheck?
Exactly.
My fantasy job, I think, would be like a cop. I think I've talked about that before. I'd want to be
really?
A cop.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to choose that over sitcom star?
Well, that's kind of what I'm doing now, I think.
Oh.
No. That's a good point. I wonder why I chose that. I don't know. Like, I guess I think it's because it's in the realm of what I'm doing. I honestly don't look at it and go, oh, that's going to happen. I don't believe that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But I thought, I guess with the question, I thought, oh, I have to pick something different than what I'm doing. But weird, because my second choice would have been like a radio personality or DJ, mm-hmm. which is what I'm doing right now.
I'm just going to get this beer here. Real
it's
quick.
Dead.
It's just,
okay. How about you, Kevin? What fantasy job would you like?
In the real fantasy.
No time, Kevin. I'm so sorry. Oh, we had a good run. And, well, we ended the show. We had
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why is that?
Was that 30 minutes?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We got through one episode, one commercial, one email.
Two emails.
I would choose the developer or lead developer of my own video game company.
Good one.
That would
good
probably
one.
Be my fantasy. And then the social civic fantasy. I've often thought about being a cop. I think we'd make a great
Can we be detectives?
Movie. Yeah. I would want to make detective.
Yeah, that's what I would want to do too.
Although I couldn't handle like crime, like oof.
That's okay. That could be your thing. You know, like that chick from Unforgettable has that she remembers everything.
I change. I
your
want to
thing
be...
could be like you're the best homicide detective who can't stand the sight of blood.
I want to be a missionary. I want to go around to countries and throw money around and build
solve
buildings.
Crimes.
And I'll solve crimes.
All right.
But I want to go to India and drop $1 million and renovate a slum. That's what I want to do.
If you can have any non-existing item from a video game / movie, whatever would that be? Me, the DeLorean. So if you could have a thing from a movie.
Oh, my gosh, this is the hardest, most open-end blank check I've ever had to write.
Wow.
Okay, you go.
Me go?
I guess I'd choose the DeLorean. Sorry, I'm processing.
Yeah.
Go.
I think if I could pick anything from a movie, I would want
I got mine.
He-Man's sword. Yeah. By the power of Grayskull,
you
have the power.
You turn into a big, muscular guy? I guess you'd be good at parties.
Yeah.
I take the Darthma? What Doctor Who's traveling Daedalus. The Daedalus.
Darless.
The Darless. The
That's right. Tarless?
The TARDIS. I take the TARDIS.
Yeah.
It moves through time and space.
Yeah,
you
can't
lose.
Right. Good call. Kevin, what month is Sly Cooper Thieves of Time not coming out?
February 2012.
Good job. Justin, which is funny because that's exactly what he sent in the email. Justin, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a new Batman game right now or
what?
Oh, DLC for Arkham City. Ooh, that's a great question. Right now,
DLC.
I would rather have a DLC, I think, because there's a lot
absolutely.
Left unexplored in that game.
Because,
and I don't want them to try and reinvent it or change it.
Exactly. As we talked about, every time they make a game, they have to redesign everything. Like, just give me more levels using the
Kevin, what do you want to see in Minecraft for you to play it?
16 bits.
Hilarious.
I will reference that episode of Community again, where they were in a video game. And I know it's all... It's not a real video game. There's no way they could do that. But, man, that was the only Minecraft-esque game that I could ever play.
Justin, will you take me to KFC? Yes. You get here, I will take you.
Why are these questions always like this?
Can you guys have... Well, because they're also 6 months old. Can you guys have Glenn from Sanzuru on the show? No, I don't like him. Did you guys see...
I asked him. Did I ask him? I think he'll do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
I should probably not be here. Did you guys see and read Watchmen? I saw it, but did not read it.
The art in that is not what you'd think.
Really?
Yeah, because it's an older book. It's from the 90s, and it's not... it's not the great artwork. It may even be from the late 80s. The artwork is pretty substandard. I thought it was going to be like...
Yeah, like cut it like...
Like
yeah,
great. And I cracked it open. I'm like, oh, I do not want this.
Have you tried the Cinnamon Challenge? There's only one person on YouTube who has done it. D-Sigs, or better known, Angry Black Man. I think more people have done it now, but since you wrote this email 7 years ago. But no, I have not.
No. What episode did you... We have a friend that we challenged. Were you there when we... No, you were doing an event while the rest of us were challenging him to the milk challenge, and he threw up.
Yeah. And then I told him that I could do it, that I'd done it before, which was a bold-faced lie, and they all believed it. It was hilarious. Maybe I am good at lying.
You are very good at lying.
That's not good to know. All right, well, there. That was a good show, right? Killed four emails. We're very good at these email episodes.
That is insane.
Are you depressed?
I feel irresponsible, to be honest. I feel like we're not on message. Here's the deal. Next time, E3. We're going to talk about video games until you can't stand it.
But here's the thing, too. If we talked about nothing but video games
on this show...
We would
be a video game podcast, which is what we're kind of billed as.
No, we would be better at what we do.
Uh-huh.
And that's not what we're looking to do here.
Oh.
We seek to entertain, not to accomplish some... You're not going to put us into some pigeonhole peg on a square round hole.
We're the second best at that, some would say.
That's how you become the best.
I think we're the second to worst at it.
We are the funniest about a video game podcast because... We don't talk about video games. We're freaking ironic. Give us a call, 408-228-4911, or send us an email to show@secondfunniestpodcast.com. Please tell your friends. Go to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Email them your favorite episode. It says right there, email this, or you could share it on Facebook, all that jazz. Like us on facebook.com/secondfunniestpodcast. Follow us on the Twitter. Tweet us @secondfunniest. I think that's it.
On behalf of
my good friend, Kevin Miller, this is Justin Worship saying,
okay, bye.